Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Started out to be a great vacation for all of us. Kids were really excited at their first sight of Grand Canyon. They loved the Hopi Indians and the rain dance. They couldn't wait to ride down to the bottom of the canyon. Now, I had warned all the kids to stay together, but it was Bobby and Cindy who wandered off. It's starting to get dark now. We better find them. Fast.
Come on, kids.
Cindy.
How?
How what?
How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm Bobby Brady, and this is my sister Cindy.
I'm Jimmy Pacaya.
Do you live around here?
Well, not too far.
Are you a real Indian?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a camp around here? One with tents and stuff?
Yes, I saw your camp.
Oh, could you find it for us?
Sure.
Hey, great. We're kind of lost. Could you help us get back to our folks?
No.
Why not?
I've got my reasons.
What's the matter? Don't you like us pale faces?
Cut out the pale face stuff.
Sorry.
Why won't you help us?
Because I don't want anybody to see me.
You in some kind of trouble?
I ran away from home. If your folks see me, they'll tell my grandfather where I am.
Listen, Jimmy, maybe we can make a deal. You take us back, and we promise not to tell we saw you.
Please?
Well, you promise?
Do I look like the kind of guy that speaks with a forked tongue?
Mom, Jen, come here quick. What is it?
Look, footprints. The footprints in here and the two paths.
Which way do you think they went?
Well, look, you two take that way, and I'll take this way, and we'll meet right back here. And remember, please stay together.
We will, Mom.
Around those rocks up there, you'll be able to see your camp.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy. You really saved our lives.
It's nothing.
It is, too. Isn't there some way we can pay you back?
Well, I'm kind of hungry. You think you could give me something to eat?
Sure, but we'll have to wait till tonight when everybody's asleep.
That's okay. I'll be by those big rocks we just passed.
Okay.
See you
later. Thanks a lot.
Bobby! Cindy!
That sounds like Mom.
It is Mom!
Mother!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're all right.
We're sorry. We didn't mean to get lost.
It was just an accident.
Well, don't you ever wander away from us again, you hear?
What are you crying for?
Because I'm so happy you're back.
I thought you'd cry when we got lost.
Well, I cried then, too.
I guess we make her cry no matter what we do.
All right. But from now on, nobody goes off alone, right? Let's
right.
hear it,
right,
huh?
Right.
Okay. And you two guys, you don't go away from camp without being with an adult or with Greg or Marcia. Okay?
Okay.
Huh?
Okay,
okay,
kids. Come on, let's get cleaned up for dinner.
How are we gonna get the food for Jimmy?
I've been thinking about it, and I got a plan.
How about a little, let's see, Home on the Range?
Hey,
okay,
good.
Yeah, that's a good
Can you
one.
Play that one?
Oh, sure.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam.
Can we have some more hot dogs, Alice?
That makes four apiece. You two must have hollow legs.
Well, getting lost takes a lot out of you.
We're trying to put it back.
I don't really believe that you're eating all these hot dogs. I think you're inhaling them. Well, I better start getting those dishes.
Let's get some beans for Jimmy, too. Where are we gonna hide them? Hey, I got it.
Great idea.
Thank you.
You sure you can find your way?
I think so.
It's so dark, I can't see where I'm going.
Don't pull so hard, you're squashing the hot dogs.
What was that?
Just a coyote.
Maybe we should go back.
We can't. Just think how hungry Jimmy is.
Just think how hungry the coyote is.
Didn't think you'd come back.
We promised, didn't we? Brought you some hot dogs.
Some of them may be a little bit squishy.
I like them squishy.
Here's something else to eat.
A flashlight?
No. Inside. Beans.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Bobby? Cindy?
What are you doing here?
That's the same question I got for you.
Who's he?
This is our friend, Jimmy Pacaya. We brought him some hot dogs.
I don't know what this thing is all about, but I do know one thing. You two better get back to camp before Dad wakes up and blows his top.
Come on. Sure you don't want to come with us? Maybe Mom and Dad can help you.
No, they just tell my grandfather. As soon as it's light, I'm moving on.
Bobby, come on.
Well, thanks a lot, Jimmy. See you sometime.
Yeah. Sometime.
I don't care, Bobby. We should tell Mom and Dad about Jimmy.
But we promised we wouldn't.
We told you he saved our lives.
Listen, did you think you might be saving his life by telling on him?
Shh! Listen.
Why didn't you say you were you?
Because I didn't know you were you. Would you like to tell me what you're doing out here in the dark?
Tell him, Bobby.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Dan, it's like this. We got lost.
You remember?
Now you want to stop the stalling and tell me what this is all about?
Now you're going to tell my grandfather and he'll take me home.
Well... Is home so bad, Jim?
No, I like it there.
Then why run away?
Because of my grandfather.
Oh. Is he mean to you?
No, I love him.
Wait a minute, I don't get it. Then what's the matter?
Well, he only thinks about the old Indian ways. He always talks about great things that happened a long time ago.
Well, I can understand that. He's proud of those things, huh?
Mr. Brady, I'm tired of being an Indian. I want to be an astronaut.
Well, look, Jim, you can be both of those things. Look, you can be proud of your heritage just like your grandfather is, and you can still do whatever you want to do or be what you want to be. What'd your grandfather say when you told him you wanted to be an astronaut?
I didn't tell him.
Why didn't you give him a chance? Wait and see what he thinks about it before you try to run away.
I don't know.
Listen, why don't we talk about this again in the morning, huh? You come back to camp with us, and you can sleep in a nice warm bed, have a good breakfast. Come on, you haven't eaten until you've had Alice's pancakes, huh?
Well.
Come on. I bet you're good and hungry.
No, I had hot dogs. Oh, and beans.
Hot dogs and beans.
What is it, honey?
It's nothing.
Is it time to get up?
No, listen, as long as you're awake, come here, I want you to see something.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
is that?
That might just be the first Indian who ever lands on Mars.
Dad? Dad, are you awake?
Yeah, just a second.
What is it, boys?
Jimmy, he's gone.
Hmm? You sure? Maybe just wandered off for a minute.
No, we've looked all over for him. What are we gonna do?
Well, I don't think there's much we can do. I'll put my boots on and we'll go look for him. We've given him the best advice we can. That's the thing about advice. You can give it, but you can't make him take it.
Yeah, we understand, Dad.
Come on, you guys.
I think we could use some fresh water, Mrs. Brady.
Okay, Alice. The stream's right over there beyond those boulders. You can't miss it.
Okay, well, just in case, if I'm not back in 10 minutes, send out a forest ranger.
Okay.
On second thought, even if I don't get lost, send out a forest ranger. About 6'2", broad shoulders, and a little gray at the temples.
Alice.
Kawase Yagungwa. Ee Unkan Hunwe. Kawase Renokwa.
Well, I'm afraid you took the advanced course.
My heart soars, Mrs. Brady.
Oh, I'm not Mrs. Brady. I'm Alice.
Mr. Brady has 2 squaws?
Oh, no. I'm not Mr. Brady's squaw. I help Mrs. Brady. I'm sort of a squaw junior grade.
Hi.
Hi. You must be Jimmy.
That's right.
Oh, I know a lot of people are going to be awfully glad to give you a great big yada hi.
Mr. Brady, because you brought my grandson back to me, I offer you thanks, many thanks.
Well, I really didn't do very much, Chief Eagle Cloud. I just talked to Jimmy. He made the decision.
But you helped him to decide. I offer you thanks.
Well, you're very welcome. Jim, did you speak to your grandfather?
Yeah, I did.
The foolishness of this child. He thinks because I speak of buffalo, I do not understand blastoff.
We have the same problem, Chief Eagle Cloud. We call it the generation gap.
Well, that's what we call it, too. He's afraid to tell me that he wants to swoosh to the stars. In truth, if I were younger, I would want to swoosh, too.
These are our children. Children, this is Jimmy's grandfather, Chief Eagle Cloud.
Hi.
Mr. Brady, you have large tribe. You are a man among men.
Well, he did have a little help, you know.
I speak in honor of your father. I ask you to journey to our village tonight. In a ceremony, I will ask you to become members of my family and tribe. You younger folks will have a groovy time.
Well, Chief, I think we'll all have a groovy time.
Many moons ago, our people came down from the rim of the canyon. Here inside the earth, who was our mother, we live in peace. We raise tall corn, race fast horses, we prosper. And now, O sun that shines, O moon that smiles, we wish our tribe to increase. I ask that you know this. All these people seated around this fire shall belong to my tribe from now until forever. And now to the directions of the four winds. To the east. To the west. To the north. To the south. These are my people. I say this, and it is so.
What happens next?
You get a name.
I already have a name.
You get an Indian name.
I give you a new name. In my tribe, you shall be called Goane Hodenyo, Goane Gonosa, Big Eagle of Large Nest. I shall call you Yellow Flower with Many Petals.
Oh, that's lovely.
And you, I will call you Stocking Wolf.
That's what all the girls call me, too.
And you, my son, I will call you Middle Buffalo.
Middle Buffalo?
Sleeping Lizard?
Sleeping Lizard.
I get back to you. I shall call you Wandering Blossom. I call you Little Bear Who Loses Way. I call you Dove of Morning Light. I call you Willow Dancing in Wind. I call you Squaw in Waiting.
Could you make that a short wait?
Now, new members of the tribe, custom demands that you must dance now. Dance to show your joy.
Look at the canyon.
It's really something, huh?
You just never get tired of looking at it.
Well, I hate to say it. We better get started, gang.
Yeah.